This recording, Ireland 20, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was an old woman with the goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. So this might have been her feeling sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried stroking gently the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price to pay for a cure. I grew up in Dublin in the 70s. I was born in the Rotunda Hospital, and my family had shops throughout Dublin, so I lived initially above a store in a bad part of Dublin. I'm the youngest of 4 kids. At the age of 4, my family moved to a house in Clontarf. Clontarf is a nice part, it's a nice part of Dublin on the wrong side of the tracks. Dublin's a north side and south side town, and the north side is the bad. But in my front garden was St. Anne's Park, and St. Anne's Park is the second largest park in Europe. It's over 200 acres, I think, and that was my front garden. And full of everything you could imagine, award-winning rose gardens, forests that you get lost in, lakes that you could fall on your bike into, and it was a wonderful place. I still go back there when I go back. It's quite charming to see, and little has changed, and it's still wonderful. I love Dublin very much. I just can't see myself living there ever again, but it's a great town. As for the rest of my time, I spent too much time in New York City, which I love very dearly, another place I love, but I can't live anymore. And now I find myself living in Los Angeles, and I don't know whether I'm going to be here for a short time or whether I'm going to be here for a long time, but I'm here right now, so that's okay. Now, further to that, I'm gainfully employed as a bartender in this city at a wonderful place where I work with wonderful staff who are very, very kind and nice to work with. And that makes it all so much easier, you see, because Lord knows you don't want to work in a place where you can't stand the other people. But it's good to have employment and it's good to keep yourself busy, etc., etc., but I'm just not sure if I'm going to be here forever. So there you have it. That's my brief story for you. Okay, thanks very much. It was wonderful talking with you, and I hope I've given you everything that you need.